Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here we go, JV. Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! Hooray! 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 They're gonna beat the Bengals! No!
We like the Bengals. Starts now.
And we're back, baby.
Spin your little towel. Your six rings don't mean shit now. Who they stealing all your pride? Cause Big Ben's an old man. Now lost the first game, next one too. Losing is what the Steelers do. It was 10-41. The and Bengals win.
And welcome back to
that last one.
That's fine. Welcome back to
Fuck you.
We like the Bengals after a good week.
Fuck yeah.
Oh man, we got a lot to talk about. I am your host, Alex Schubert. Sitting across from me, as always, is
Lloyd Johnson,
who is about to go back to work tomorrow.
Yay.
After how long?
Since April 24th, something like that.
Damn, since you shattered your pelvis. And now you're finally going back to work. I'm sure Fiona missed you.
I'm sure the wet potato did too.
The wet potato. Did you ever call Fiona that to her face?
You are aware she doesn't speak English, right?
I mean, I assume she dabbled.
She's like a floating avocado. Like, that's what she feels like.
But either way, I'm sure the staff at the Cincinnati Zoo missed you.
I'm sure that there's a couple that did.
That's how I feel about everyone. Because, like, I feel like I always feel like I'm the kind of person, like, how was that? There's always some shit going on outside your apartment.
I love Northside, but God, yeah. There's always some, every time we go to record anything.
Yeah.
There's some noise outside, ambulance or motorcycle.
There's there's at least one siren outside of your apartment.
Yeah, like I try to pack all the windows with like the soundproofing stuff, but it's not enough. I'm right in between two streets, so it's
not enough. What was I gonna say? What was I saying?
So that's how you feel about everybody?
No. That's how I feel people feel about me. It's like they either love me or they absolutely cannot stand me. Do you feel like you're the same way?
I know I am. It's I won't say they love me. Either they get it or they don't. Like,
yeah.
Either they can make sense out of what I am or they just don't. And, yeah, then they don't like me.
Yeah, because I had a buddy of mine on my baseball team call me an acquired taste. I'm like, a little insulting, but he's also not wrong.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it's kind of like there's people who love, like, Philly, the city.
Okay.
And there's people who don't.
Yeah.
If you know how to speak Philly, like if you can figure that out quickly, you'll love it.
Oh, yeah.
So like you might walk into somebody, like let's say your car broke down. And you walk into a gas station, like, hey, man, can I use your phone? They're like, man, fuck you. It's for customers. But like, man, fuck you. Let me use your phone. They're like, all right, here you go. Like, they just have to know that you speak the same language. Like,
yeah.
You just have to be willing.
It's like,
to
hey, we're cool here.
Yeah, you have to be willing to like throw that aggressive shit right back at them.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it's like it is there. That's just the vibe.
Oh, it's gonna and like Philly is like one of the most intense cities in the world. The Eagles have one of the most intense fan bases there are.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. But like that's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm that way. Like if you can get past the part where I'm going to be overly direct.
Yes.
Like if you ask me a question, be sure that you want an answer to that question. 'Cause I'm gonna give you that answer. Like there's people in the comedy scene that took a while to get used to me too. I remember one guy came up, he's like, what'd you think of that joke? I was like, it's fuck terrible. And I wasn't trying to be mean, I was trying to like,
it just didn't work. It wasn't,
it was all
wasn't my cup of tea.
Well, no, I mean, it didn't have a punchline.
Very true.
So I was like, it was just all, it was a premise and that's it. So just, it's terrible right now, but I'm like, the premise can work.
Yeah.
But the initial, like, oh, that's terrible.
And now that you mention that, it's like, you should know right away, as a comic, you should know right away whether or not, like, within reason, you should know pretty quickly whether or not a joke of yours has legs.
Well, I think the guy was still pretty young in comedy, but yeah. it was just when he asked, he was like, what do you think of that, like, that joke? And I was like, which one? He started off the premise. I was like, yeah, that was terrible. But there's a premise, like, there's a thing there. But he never got past, that's terrible.
Yeah. Oh, I like, as a young person, I wouldn't be able to either, because I'm the biggest overthinker.
But I followed it up immediately. I was like, yeah, that's terrible right now. But the premise, like, there's a premise there. You can do something with it.
Just right now, it's not it's the exact opposite of a finished bit.
But yeah, all he heard was, that's terrible. And it took, like, other people being like, no, that's just how he talks, man. That's just how says things.
It's not, he doesn't like, dislike you.
They're like, I'm sure he said something after. And he's like, yeah, I kind of wasn't listening. It just hurt my feelings. I'm like, that's, I get that a lot. Like, somebody be like, oh, what do you think? No.
But you are, you're officially back at work. So you're basically going to be working in the commissary. You're going to be up and, I'm sure you miss that, just having a schedule and.
Yeah, and just, doing stuff, moving around. Not just, sitting around and healing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you've been basically.
Convalescing.
Pretty much just laying around, kind of being in quarantine a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, basically it was just.
Being bored.
Yeah. A lot of sitting around like, cool, I want to do stuff, but I can't because my body won't let me.
Yeah. I remember I've had like several knee surgeries before and like. I wanted to play like sports in high school. I remember I had three knee surgeries in high school and I wasn't able to play anything. Like I wanted to play like tennis my last couple of years and I couldn't. So I was like, yeah, quiz team. That's going to get you laid. It didn't. That along with several other things.
Last ditch. You're like, no, quiz team wasn't good. I can tell you what any note on a piano is. Like just you scrambling for something to get.
Daddy didn't go to prom for a reason.
Speaking of school stuff, how'd your reunion go?
I got annihilated.
God damn it, Alex.
Okay. I want to make this very clear. I genuinely don't think I embarrassed myself.
Okay.
But I had like two beers at, we went to Deadlow Brewing. It's on Kellogg Avenue. I had like two beers there and it was perfectly fine. Got just caught up with a lot of people and it was awesome. I could see like a shit ton of people that I hadn't seen in so fucking long. And then afterwards, my old pal Emily was like, hey, we're all going to MLT. Do you want to go? I'm like, absolutely. And that's where shit got started.
Were you doing shots?
Five Jello shots.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That's... three Vegas bombs. I had about four beers there.
Was this a bachelor party? or bachelorette party. I'm sorry. Was this a bachelorette party at a comedy club?
Yes, I was the bachelorette.
Can I have five John Shots?
Dude, it was a lot.
I wore my furry boots for this.
It really was a lot.
You said you start off with five Jello shots.
That was like through the course of the night.
No, I'm saying like when I said, did you have shots? And you said, yeah, I had like five Jello shots. I don't know that I've ever heard that response out of a grown man before. I don't know how to say it. It sounds bad. It sounds like I'm being what. It just was not the next thing I expected you to say. I thought you were going to be like, oh, I did like five fireball shots. You got to five, and then I heard Jello, and I went, no. Not like just something inside me. I was like, no, don't. You're saying that out loud.
I mean, to me.
I know. I know,
it's going to get worse.
I know you're not a drunken degenerate like me, so I like take this all.
Because you drink Sailor Jerry every episode.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your best friend.
We'll just skip that. Every day.
Every day. Which by default means every episode.
Yes.
So it's about to get worse because there was one moment where I was, you're going to hate me when I say this. I was holding a High Noon, which is like another brand of seltzer. And every time I say I drink a seltzer, what do you say, Lloyd?
You are so fucking late.
So there was a moment where I like had like a third of a seltzer, like after all that, and I was just like, "Uh-oh." And what I did was I just like dramatically, like lifted it to like a stoop, just put the drink down, and said, "I gotta stop," because I had a lot of alcohol and not a lot of food and very little time.
Yeah, that's how that works, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm...
You didn't puke all over everybody?
Nope, didn't puke. Right. Didn't puke. I just, like, I came very close to a blackout. I was told it could be called a brownout. So,
yeah. That's what the Ravens did.
Pretty much. And I was like, I gotta stop. And I did, and the room just started, like flashing a little bit. I'm like, I'm in public, but I'm just like, oh, shit, what's about to happen? So I hung up for a little bit longer. Then a bunch of us walked across the street to Bub's, the little pizza joint in Mount Lookout. And I like drunkenly tacoed a piece of pizza. I was still, as far as I know, relatively composed. And I remember everything. So I got home, got a ride home. And then like right when I got home, I like wrote down bullet points of my night. It's like, here's this happened. Then this happened. Just making sure I remembered what happened. And the very last line I wrote was, I don't think I embarrassed myself.
I would love to have like a counter for how many times did National Anthem get said? More than three times?
No.
Okay.
Like twice.
All right.
I think one person saw it and I'm like, yeah, that happened. It was super cool. It was way more stand up.
Okay, I was just curious if you're like, God, stop fucking singing the National Anthem and fucking the paper game.
No. Because when I drink a lot, I start to do like field sobriety tests to myself.
Of course you do.
Like, I was just like trying to do like the walk in a straight line thing. I'll do that in the bar like a psycho.
Yeah, that's one of the most autistic things I've ever heard in my fucking life.
He said as he rocks back and forth.
Hey, I didn't say I wasn't. I'm just saying that. Yeah, that's. As long as you weren't doing. When I was a bouncer, there was a dude who kept being like, when you're drunk, you got to touch your finger to your nose, and kept trying to touch other people's noses. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to make sure I'm not too drunk.
Yeah, I'll just do the walk in the straight line thing. And I actually kind of was able to.
Yeah, I mean, everyone thinks they can.
But then they just.
Unless you have video of it, you don't know if you did.
Very true. Very true.
So, yeah. No, but I mean, it's good you had fun.
I had a blast and caught up with a lot of old friends and got a ride home. And no one said anything to me the next day, which either means they all hate me or I was perfectly fine.
Probably a little both. A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah, pretty much. A little bit of column A, column B. And if you had to bet on whether or not you missed these segues, didn't you?
Nope, never. Bring them on, baby.
If you had to bet on whether or not I actually did embarrass myself, is there like a website you would go to?
I know which one it is. Okay. Just my bookie. Sure.
My bookie. We'll try that again. Lloyd, if there was a website you would go to see whether or not I would have, wow, this is the take two.
All right. If there was a website I was going to go to bet on whether or not Alex made a fool of himself, I personally would choose my bookie.
You sold that so well.
I'm good at this shit, man.
Dick, anyway. It's not every day you can double your money, but with my bookie, you double your money instantly thanks to the double deposit bonus for all new users. With MyBookie's double deposit bonus, when you sign up at MyBookie.ag and use my promo code PROMO, it's got to be a sports drink or something. For now it's PROMO, you'll instantly receive double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with all the best games, leagues, and casino options to choose from. The Patriots are taking on the Bills this Monday night as they continue their quest to reclaim the AFC East title. Buffalo has looked like a legit Super Bowl contender, however. Look for them to cover the spread. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using promo code SPORTSDRINK at mybookie.com. Good call. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with
MyBookie.
And you know who you really should have bet on this weekend?
The Bengals.
What the fuck happened last week?
Oh my God.
Dude.
We have a lot to talk about. Because, first of all, as you very well may have seen, Lloyd, I was there.
I did see. You even brought home souvenirs.
I did bring home a souvenir. First, we're going to get the obvious out of the way. Bengals won. Lloyd, it was a close game. Can you tell me the final score of this, like, nail-biter of a game?
41-10.
My God! 41-10. Oh, man. And the Bengals had the momentum from the get-go.
Yeah, out of the gate. Just out of the gate, they were like, nope, fuck this.
No, because people are like, Steelers revenge game, like, the TJ Watt's back, Minkah Fitzpatrick's back. It's going to be a Steelers revenge game, and they gave up 41 points.
And all of the players that every punt, like I watched all the stuff before the game, everyone being like, oh, with TJ Watt there, it's going to be different. This person's going to have to step up. This is going to have to be different. Yeah, all of them were wrong. All of them.
Every single one.
They were like, oh, well, you have TJ Watt. You're really putting a lot of pressure on Jonah, leaving him over there on that side by himself. And then it's going to be the edge rush off of this. And that.
They handled it.
Shut him the fuck down.
Perfectly. And they didn't get their 7 points until garbage time.
Yeah.
So, for all intents and purposes, that last touchdown doesn't fucking count.
It's 41-3.
41-3. With a who-gives-a-shit touchdown at the end from Roethlisberger to Pat Fryermouth.
Which, I mean, in all reality, we had no starters in, really, at that point.
Yeah, it was fucking... I mean, the offense was like Brandon Allen handing it off to Chris Evans, and I think Stanley Morgan might have been on the field for a couple snaps. No one gave a shit. We're just like, we'll play. We'll get some fucking action.
It was so fun to watch, like, as the camera cut over to Zach Taylor, and he points over and he just goes, like, he does, like, a little roll it with your fingers, and Brandon Allen gets up and, like, starts warming up.
I remember I saw that on the field.
Like, he literally was, like, spinning his finger, like, warm him up.
Yeah.
And Brandon Allen starts warming up on the side. And then it cuts over as Joe Burrow takes his helmet off. It's just ear to ear smile. He's like, yeah, all right. I'm done for the day.
It's like, my job is done. I led this team well. We spanked them.
Yeah, I loved with, like I said, all the pundits and stuff beforehand. Like, well, with Cam Hayward and TJ Watt there, the running
first
game.
Of all, Cam Hayward, total bitch, by the way.
Yeah, fuck him. But it kept being like, oh, you know, with them, they're not going to be able to run the ball on teams, or like they have been on all these other teams. And it was like, Joe Mixon went out there like, all right, you sure?
Yeah, hold my fist.
Hold on, take my fist.
Yeah, hold my beer. Some final stats. We brought up Joe Burrow. 20 of 24, 190 yards, a touchdown to T. Higgins, and a pick, which was his only bad throw of the day. Like, I saw that ball midair, and in midair, I'm like, that's a bad pass.
Yeah,
I mean, it right away.
One of the few times I got, like, in his face.
Yeah. But you remember what happened, I believe, either the next play or the play after that?
Oh, ex-Steeler. My boy.
That was the... Can I say play of the year?
I mean, for us, yeah. It was so validating for him. Like, you saw, like, at the end of that, like, he looked back and waited on all his new teammates to come up to celebrate.
Yep, against his old team. And he even said after the game, first pick six of my career.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking football career.
Yeah.
High school, college, NFL. First pick six he's ever had.
That's fantastic.
Shout out to Mike Hilton. Who fucking Deion Sanders his way into the end zone.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. Because we thought he got his revenge first game. No, this game, he's picking off his old quarterback on a horrendous pass.
Yeah, I mean, there was so many, like, I'm about to get smashed, let me get rid of this. Like, after all the announcers being like, oh, yeah, he gets rid of the ball so quick. All right.
Well, he got rid of it.
He did.
Right, he got rid of it so well that he just got rid of it to the other team.
I mean, he saw somebody he knew, I guess. I guess it's the best he had. He's like, I recognize that guy.
Ben Roethlisberger is the kind of guy who thinks all black people look alike.
Yeah, he's like, he's one of the good ones. I mean.
No, shit.
Seems like something he would think.
Yep. And then Ben Roethlisberger made that face that shows up on all the negative highlight reels. Just like, oh.
Another rape alligator. No, this was a pick six. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
Yep.
So many of the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it just ran back. Because I thought, like, when Bro made the pass, I'm like, all right, 24-3 at half. Oh, my God. As someone who was at the game, legitimately, that might be the most fun I've ever had at Paul Brown Stadium.
Dude, I think it was right when they were coming back from halftime. They're, like, panning through the inside of the stadium. And there's a girl sitting, like, with her Steelers coat wrapped around her and her head down. And you literally see, like, her face is red. And I'm like, either she came with a boyfriend that fucked her up or she's so upset that she's crying. Because, like, you only got, like, a second as they were panning by. But, like, her face is all red and her eyes are all, like.
Yep.
So she was crying for some reason.
Yeah. Oh, my God. The game was so good. We also need to talk about the AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Who would that be, Lloyd Johnson?
Who would that be?
It'd be Joe goddamn Mixon.
Yes, it would. 20, career stats.
28 rushes, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also, I thought this was fun. I think 4 receptions for -2 yards, which...
Whatever.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? Mixon ran all over them. And it, like, he had a couple, like, decently long runs, but he never broke out for that one long run. He was just, like, 5 yards, 7 yards, occasional 15, 20-yard run. He just ran all over them, and they couldn't stop him.
Yeah, and, I mean, he ran aggressively.
Yes, he did.
Like, he was, like, he had a very, like, heavy chip on the shoulder, fuck you vibe to how he was playing that game.
Yep.
And I loved watching it.
Yes. And you got to hope they play against the LA Chargers like that too, because they have one of the worst rush defenses in the NFL.
I bet you Mixon's going to try and top it. He seems like the kind of dude that's his mindset.
Yes.
160. All right. This week we're going 170.
That's exactly his mindset, because he was on the sideline dancing and pumping up the crowd constantly.
Yeah.
Did you see all that?
No. Yeah, they showed it more than once. Him.
Oh, it was so good.
One of the other ones was Jonah Williams and, God damn it.
Riley Reiff, maybe?
No.
Hopkins, Spain.
Fuck.
O-lineman?
Adeniji. Yes. God damn, I could not think of his fucking name for the life of me.
Hakeem Adeniji.
They were both standing there, and they were like, had their arms around each other and were waving the outside arm up at the crowd. and the camera just held on that for like the entire time they were doing it.
Dude.
And the crowd in front of them was losing their fucking minds.
I would too. And I did. Just going around and just seeing just fans come together. Nothing brought Paul Brown Stadium and the entire city of Cincinnati together better than beating the Steelers by 31,
let's be real, 38
points.
Yeah.
It was incredible to see this. I mean, I'm glad I bought that last minute ticket.
I'm glad you did too.
Yes.
I had to take Lily to the airport, so I ended up listening to part of it on the radio.
Yeah.
And like, you know, adjusting for the time because it's, you know, Thanksgiving weekend, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm like sitting there like, I gotta leave. I end up listening to like the last bit of it on there, and then I get back just in time to see the literally like the very, very end. It was fantastic.
It was such a good game. And the we haven't even talked about the defense yet.
Dude, they looked.
Well, other than the Hilton pick six, obviously, yeah. But.
They looked fantastic.
They held Najee Harris to 23 rushing yards.
I couldn't have been happier watching that game. Like, it just, it's. To me, if we beat the Steelers twice, I kind of don't care that much about the rest of the season.
First time since 2000. I mean, yes, I do, but first time since 2009. First three-game winning streak against the Steelers since like 88 or like the late 80s, early 90s.
I'll take it.
I will easily take it. Sort of a rundown of what happened in the game. Receiving stats. Receiver of the game, by far, T. Higgins.
T's looked been waiting.
Good. Six receptions, 114 yards, and that long touchdown. He fucking mossed him. Got mossed.
Dude, I mean, you've been waiting to see that out of him.
Whole season.
The whole season, and it couldn't have come at a better time.
Because going into the season, he was my contender for he was the guy that I'm like, he's going to lead the team in receiving.
Well, that's what Chad Johnson said, too.
Yeah. And I think, I'm not sure what the stats are off the top of my head, but I'm pretty sure Chase is still leading. But I wouldn't be surprised, like, the fact that teams are covering Chase so much, I wouldn't be surprised if T overtakes him.
Oh, I mean, it'd be hard to overtake him.
Yes.
But I think they're going to have to, like, take it a little more serious. Because you just saw, you know, when they were doing, like, the deep two that, you know, keeping a safety over top of Jamar at all times. Then
yep. Boyd, and not just any safety. I believe Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Well, I was saying the game before, Boyd, you know, broke out.
Yeah.
And then this game, they went with, you know, a more like that spread out on the back end.
Spread out zone defense?
Well, I mean, some of it was zone, some of it was man. It just, they bounced back and forth with it, but they kept, you know, still kept a guy over basically to cover Jamar.
Yeah.
And then they were having, you know, an extra linebacker drop back to fill in that spot where Boyd would be. And so T. Higgins lit it up.
Yeah.
So now teams are going to have to look at like, okay, we've got to figure out a way to get all three of these guys covered.
Yes. And when you focus on all three of those guys, T, Jamar, and Tyler Boyd, you know what it leads to? Joe fucking Mixon breaking out.
Yeah.
This offense is a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an absolute problem because like when you focus all your energy, I've been saying this all week, when you focus all your energy on, say, like if you're double teaming Jamar Chase, having three guys between Higgins and Boyd, it's going to lead to an incredible rushing game.
Yeah, I mean, last time it was, you know, Uzama.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they were still loading the box a little bit, trying to stop the run, but Uzama tore them up, so this time they didn't load the box as much, and Mixon just ran all over him.
If all pans out, there's every game, barring some despicable outcome, there's going to be a player on the offense who fucks the opponent up.
Yeah.
And that's why this offense, I still think they're a lineman away from being truly elite.
Yeah, I would like to see like an interior lineman and maybe, you know, not that Riley Reiff's bad at that spot, but
he's not permanent.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not a permanent solution. He's like, what, 32?
Yeah, and, you know, has he hadn't said it, but kind of, you know, hinted towards like he doesn't want to play a long time.
No, I mean, I wouldn't either.
So, yeah, I would like to see maybe focus on that the right side of that line and then use some of the guys that are in that rotation now to fill that left guard spot a little more consistently.
Because yeah, I don't think Trey Hopkins is, or not, well, him too, but like I don't think Quentin Spain's a long-term guy.
I mean,
he's been all right. And apparently Hakeem Adeniji is like fourth in Pro Bowl voting or something like that. He's been good.
Yeah, he's doing great.
Yeah. I still think an interior lineman would like set the Bengals apart from everyone. And I think this is what it could take. I mean, they're getting there. They are so close. They have fucked a lot of opponents up this year. They are young and exciting. And in a couple of years, they're going to be experienced and even more exciting.
Yeah, I also, one thing I really like is I'm using the heavy package now from time to time.
Like
throwing Isaiah Prince in there on the end, 6'7", 310 pounds. Behemoth. On the exit line, can't hurt you.
Behemoth.
So, I mean, it's like there's something about that kind of play where they're like, you know we're about to run the ball. Stop me. Like, you see that guy come in and line up on the end, you're like, he's an eligible receiver?
Yeah.
No, he's here to push somebody over so a running back can go by.
Because offensive linemen love to run block.
Yeah.
Because, like, pass blocking is, like, scooting backwards and still trying to, like, maintain your life. But run blocking is, like, you're mauling motherfuckers over.
And if you're 6'7", 310 pounds?
Pretty easy to do.
You can do that.
You're a fucking Mekhi Becton-sized motherfucker.
Yeah.
You can tear a guy to the ground and...
Also, shout out to my boy, because I know everybody hates when I do this. Drew Sample mentioned, like, three different times for great blocking.
Yeah. You really get shit on for Drew Sample talk?
Like, a couple people I know that listen to this are like, stop with the Drew Sample shit already. I'm like, no. Dude's great. He does a really good job at what he's there to
people
do.
People expect Kyle Pitts at tight end.
Right. Well, I mean, but you need...
Blocking.
You need another tight end that does the other shit.
Exactly what we've been saying the whole time. Like, Zach Taylor was very adamant, Drew Sample fits our system.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, at least during this game, like, three different times, they're like, oh, really good block by 89, Drew Sample. Like, yep.
Drew
yeah, thank you.
Sample. But, no, he's been fantastic. A couple other things. I had a little fun photo op in the stadium. I got to, and this is now a part of the Fuck You Like the Bengals recording studio. So I found a terrible towel in a tunnel. Or in like a stairwell of Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah.
And I took it. But Lloyd, what did I do with that terrible towel?
It is now ripped in half.
Yeah. I ripped it in half. Got a picture of it. It was a shitty picture, albeit, because it was very windy at the top of Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah.
Blew up on the internet. And people were like, yeah. And it was like mid-game, even though it was like 24-3. I'm like, yeah, it's time to post this. Let's fucking post up and... Oh, such a good game.
It was good. Very good.
Such a good moment. Glad I found that. I have a terrible towel. It is now torn in half. Like we said, it's a part of the studio. Anything else? McPherson had two field goals in the game. Dude's insane.
He's an ace.
Yeah. He's everything you wanted him to be and so much more.
Yeah, I
Connor McLeger.
Connor McLeger, McKickin' Sandwich. Everyone on like the Facebook shit hates our Connor McLeger and McKickin' Sandwich
Fuck
and all our fucking weird names for him.
Fuck
like em. Money Mac. It's like that's Connor McGregor's nickname.
It is?
Yeah, it's what I mean. It's when they were doing like the Money Mayweather versus Money Mac.
Oh.
It's like, it's been done. It's like Legatron. I thought I was so fucking clever for it. Find
Legatron.
Out there's 10 of them out there. I'm like,
I remember Greg Zuerlein was Legatron.
Yeah. I looked it up, and there's like 10 different times like I've seen or I found different people like calling their kicker that, and I was like, damn it.
Yeah.
I thought I was so clever.
It happens. A couple other things. Mixing in a couple touchdowns. That's pretty much it. This is pretty much a turning of the rivalry because actually here's what I said. It's a rivalry again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like prior to from like 16 to 19, the Steelers had our number and I'll admit that they beat us every fucking time.
Well, no, Ryan Finley.
Prior to that.
I know. I was just kidding.
Yeah. Prior to that. And then all of a sudden Ryan Finley's on the ground. Photogenic Ryan Finley. It's like, geez, motherfucker.
Cheshire smile in the end zone.
That's the That was the beginning of the end of the Steelers' dominance. Was Ryan Finley?
Which where's he now?
He's a free agent.
Oh,
yep.
Go figure.
Free agent, but I mean, he had that shitty 3-game stint, and then all of a sudden, he has that one game that just like stands the test of time.
I mean, forever, though. He's
forever. That image will just, like, forever be in the minds of Bengals fans.
And Steelers fans.
Especially Steelers. Well, I say especially both.
Yeah. I'm saying it's both, yeah.
Yes, it's completely fair to say. And like we said, first sweep, both games, the Steelers only scored 10 points.
Yeah.
So sweet.
It's so much fun.
It's so much fun to talk about. Final thoughts before we get to the Burns.
All the people calling for Zach Taylor's head, maybe pipe down for a minute.
Yes, exactly. Because he has his pieces.
Yeah,
he has his pieces, and he's been doing well with them. Every time, like, they'll, because like, a lot of people like nitpick at like the one play that doesn't go right, and they'll go, "Fire Zach Taylor, that play call sucked." Bitch, look at the scoreboard.
Yeah, I mean, just, I don't even care about the scoreboard in these games. The fact that they're playing all four quarters now.
Yeah, they didn't.
Coming back with halftime adjustments, even the games that they've lost or whatever. Still came back and tried for the entire fucking game. We're there for it. We're, you know, there's games where you've seen them get better as the game goes on. Most of the games.
Yeah, because that's what Zach Taylor does. Second half adjustments.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things, I think. That's what, you know, fucking Belichick's
like,
known for.
I feel like Marvin Lewis made it look difficult.
I think he made it difficult. Well, I think he got jaded after a little while. His staff got picked clean every fucking year. And he was like, God damn, I think Zach Taylor's just
fresh. He's had a consistent coaching staff. He's had Anarumo on his defense. And is it still Callahan on offense?
I don't remember. I should know that, but
I should know that too.
But he's also had him like going out and getting free agents and stuff, like, you know, the whole organization is
it is Brian Callahan.
Okay, yeah, I thought so, but yeah, the whole organization working together to actually make the team win is a good thing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were matching offers for coaching staff over the offseason. They were picking up free agents in the offseason. They're, you know,
they still do that.
Yeah, I mean, this year was, you know, the proof in the pudding of what they were doing. There was a purpose to it, and it all had a direction they were going towards.
Yes, exactly. So lay off of Zach Taylor for a bit. The Bengals are 7-4. Can't complain about that. They're currently the fifth seed in the AFC. One game behind the number one seed.
Yeah.
Again, so evenly matched. They're also like one and a half or two games behind, like completely being fucked out of the wild card.
Yeah, that's weird this year.
But the Bengals have a lot of momentum right now.
And they're playing well.
They are playing very well. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, very much.
And Burrow doesn't even need to be the gunslinger.
No, he's just a good game manager, which is...
I didn't want to say that because sometimes there's like a bad connotation to the term game manager.
I don't care. I would rather have somebody who knows how to work with the tools they have as opposed to becoming the only tool that is on the field.
Yeah, and like it's like what the Chiefs have had with Patrick Mahomes sometimes.
Yeah, or I mean the inverse. Look at Lamar Jackson when there's games where he's the only weapon on the field for periods of time.
That receiver core is not very good outside of Hollywood.
And if they, you know, if you contain him, then
you're good.
Yeah.
So, if you had to bet, I love saying that phrase so much. If you had to bet on like how much the Bengals can contain Lamar, oh boy. Oh, I hate my ass. If you had to bet on how much the Bengals can contain Lamar the next time the Bengals play the Ravens, is there like a website you would go to?
I would use my bookie.
I would use my bookie as well. We didn't fuck it up this time.
I'm kind of.
We did. It's not every day you can double your money, but with my bookie, you can double your money. Okay, we fucked it up. It's not every day you can double your money, but with my bookie, you double your money instantly thanks to the double deposit bonus for all new users. With MyBookie's double deposit bonus, when you sign up at MyBookie.ag and use promo code SPORTSDRINK, you'll initially receive double your initial deposit so you can kickstart your betting experience with all the best games, leagues, and casino options to choose from. The Patriots are taking on the Bills this Monday night, as they continue their quest to reclaim the AFC East title. Buffalo has looked like a legit Super Bowl contender, however. Look for them to cover the spread. Set yourself up for success by doubling your first deposit when using the promo code SPORTSDRINK at MyBookie. That's promo code SPORTSDRINK to double your initial deposit all the way up to
$1,000.
That's a lot of dollars. It's a lot of dollars. Bet anything, anywhere, anytime with MyBookie. Fun fact, $1,000 is my weekly spending on White Claw. What am I, Lloyd?
Fishing? You're so fucking white.
I am so fucking white.
I think you're developing claws. But
if you had to bet how much I want to kick your ass later. But I also think, like, not only is the Bengals stock rising, but with me alone, White Claw's stock is rising.
Oh. I'm going to save you the trouble. Symbol.
Symbol.
I'm just going to save you the trouble.
We have a new sponsor that you guys are going to love.
White Claw.
Symbol is the stock market for sports that allows you to profit off your sports knowledge. On Symbol, you can trade sports teams like stocks. And every time your teams win, you earn...
cash.
Cash. It's just as good as money. Use your sports knowledge on Symbol to buy low, sell high, and earn cash payouts when your teams win. Join the 7,000-plus early adopters who have started to invest in their favorite teams. Visit www.simbull.com to create a free account, and when you deposit, make sure you use the promo code SD to make your deposit risk-free. I had to catch you there. Visit symbol.com and use the promo code SD, and your deposit will be risk-free. That means even if you lose money, Symbol will refund your initial deposit. Any questions asked?
None.
None. No. Any questions asked at all?
Not one.
Not a single one. Join Symbol and start investing and profiting from your favorite teams. Now, if you wanted to talk about your favorite teams, is there like an audio-only sports talk platform that's free to download and use that you would like to download or should download?
I would suggest Spotify Green Room.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I would.
I don't know what just happened on the other side of the table there, but yeah.
Spotify Green Room is a live audio-only sports talk platform that's free to download and use. You can talk to me, other fathletes. Fuck me! You can talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in...
real time.
The realest time. It's perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news, and you can even share your own experiences on the app. Spotify Green Room is a free audio-only sports talk social media platform for sports fans. Like we said, start or join ongoing conversations, watch the biggest games together, react to the biggest news, rumors, and games. And like we said, talk to other sports fans, insiders, athletes, and executives in real time. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app free in the iOS App Store. Create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the Sports Drink group. Follow us at FUWLT Bengals to be notified when the room goes live. We'll be going live on Spotify Green Room at some time at some place. Come here with your spiciest takes.
If you had to bet on how many fathletes show up on Spotify Green Room.
I believe those are called couch coaches.
Yeah. That's, well, there you go.
Couch coaches. I believe the term is couches.
Yeah.
But speaking of fatfleets. Do you want to take down the LA Chargers?
Let's do this.
Fuck them! We're going to start with the mascot, Kyle Boltman.
All right. The only way I can make sense of this is if there's an alternate universe where everyone is made out of melted slices of American cheese, and he is Jamie Kennedy in The Son of the Mask.
Oh, my God. Burns, load! Oh, you know what? I'll load him on here because I'm a lazy piece of shit.
Well.
There we go. Boltman looks like he regularly molests kids at go-kart tracks.
Boltman looks like he was a kid that was left at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Boltman looks like the guy that Justin Herbert prays to before games.
He's the guy that Justin Herbert convinced Tim Tebow is God.
The owner, we've talked about him a few times in the past. He's kind of a piece of shit, but just had a very simple burn about him. Dean Spanos, Lloyd, what do you got?
He looks like he tells people he's the head of an organized crime family, but in reality, he just runs the homeowners association for his neighborhood that's on a golf course.
I said Dean Spanos looks like he masturbates to videos of his own appearances on the Fox Business Channel.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that.
Yes, he does. And the GM and FanDuel Player of the Week, Tom Telesco.
He looks like if Steve from Blue's Clues had whatever Forrest Gump had.
Which I'm pretty sure is what we have.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. I said Tom Telesco looks like Ghost of Cliff Kingsbury past.
I like it.
Coaching.
Mr. Brandon Staley. What a ridiculous looking man. Brandon Staley.
My headphones just cut.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's cool. All right, well. So he looks like Philip Streams. He looks like if someone just taught Philip Rivers how to smile today.
Brandon Staley looks like he didn't stop eating kids' meals at restaurants until he was 17. It's like, all right, I'm going to get a big burger for the first time.
Mom, do I still have chicken strips and macaroni and cheese?
You got anything else?
No.
So let's get on to this beach motherfucker.
Quarterback.
Justin Herbert.
He looks like if... All right, so when I was looking at it, it seems like the Disney Channel finally got their clone program up and running. Like, he looks like a Jonas cousin. Like, he looks like if you put vanilla pudding in a Ziploc bag and it was a personality.
Yes, that's exactly what he is. I think I'm going to try to do this off the top of my head because I forgot to write it down, but he looks like his dream is for Elon Musk to create a surfboard that turns into a skateboard.
All right, I see it.
Also, fun fact, Justin Herbert was punched in the stomach by Steelers defensive end Cam Hayward. Did you see this?
I did.
NFL analysts described it as the cleanest play a Pittsburgh Steeler has ever made.
Cleanest hit?
Fuck the Steelers! It's been fun to say all week.
Yeah.
Are we punching down? We don't care.
Who fucked him?
Speaking of who fucked him, you hate this guy. I'll be the first to say a joke about him because you have a lot to say about him, don't you?
Apparently, yeah.
Chase Daniel looks like the world's oldest Trevor. All right, take it away.
No, this guy is so awesome and so relevant. He was the Big 12 Player of the Year in 2007.
Oh, my God.
He's so awesome that no team even felt worthy of putting him on their team on draft day.
Oh, my God.
So he ended up gracing the Washington football team with his presence, but he didn't quite make it through camp, so he was stolen away by the New Orleans Saints. And then Kansas City snagged him. Then Philly. Then the Saints took him back. And they had so much confidence in him, they signed him to a big one-year contract for the whopping league minimum veteran pay. After seeing this level of confidence and support, he was stolen away by the Bears and then offered his help to the Lions.
Ooh.
And you saw how great they did.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow they let him slip away to the Chargers. So Ooh. We can plan on seeing him in another Super Bowl riding a bench someday soon.
He's America's backup.
I had no opinion on him at all. Like
me neither.
I knew who he was. I saw like two or three, trying to find shit on this boring fucking team.
So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Right when I walked into Lloyd's apartment, I'm like, the Chargers are boring.
Dude, there's nothing. There's no dirt. to dig.
I mean, keep
boring.
Listening. Keep listening to the episode because I got some fun burns coming up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've made more out of less, but yeah, like you always like when a team has like at least someone with some personality or something interesting or
that one piece of shit.
Yeah, or like you hope for a couple, couple real pieces of shit. A couple people with just like something interesting about them. Most of these people on this team, their Wikipedia reads like this was their college career, or this was where they played high school football. This was what their college career stats were. This is their professional, and then under personal life, it's like he married his high school sweetheart Kim. His brother's name is John. Like that's it. There's nothing.
No arrests. No DUIs.
No, I mean even something good you can make. Like, oh, this person has like a charity they run or something. Like there, you have information to work with, something to write on.
Yeah.
This, it's just like, he seems like a guy.
He's just a guy. This is just a team of guys.
Yeah.
So where are we getting at with Chase Daniel?
Digging through and trying to find stuff. I found like two different times where he's interviewed. And he's got this weird, smug, cocky vibe to him that just rubbed me so the wrong way for a guy that's been a backup for, I don't know, half the team.
His
in the fucking
entire
league.
Career.
He's only been a backup.
He's America's backup.
Yeah, but for a guy that gets passed around like that to have that kind of odd confidence and just like this better than you air about the way he talked, it rubbed me the wrong way. And I was like, fuck this dude. Like, usually during the roast, I find like a handful of people where I'm like, I don't like this dude. Or, hey, I like this guy. This team was all a bunch of nothing. And then him being like super smug and confident, like, well, New Orleans brought me back, clearly. It's like, yeah, for the league fucking minimum.
Yeah, to not play at all.
Because the guy they had back playing back up that year got hurt.
Yeah.
In camp. The guy got hurt before he took a snap.
So like, oh my God, we got to get this guy with two first names to come on and fucking pussy whip some passes to God knows who.
You remember that guy that got Drew Brees, his drinks in between plays for 4 years? Bring him back. He can get him drinks again. It's fine.
He sucks.
He brews a mean pot of coffee. he was Big 12.
Well, he's the kind of guy that's like, oh my God, I got this special pot of coffee, but it's just a Keurig.
Yeah, he's like, oh dude, I make the best chili in the world, and it's just a can of Gold Star. Like,
fuck Gold Star.
Who cares? It's all the same fucking weird meat soup.
Are you not a Cincinnati chili person?
No. I like Skyline and Gold Star. I don't like that they call it chili.
I can get behind that.
I'm from the South, where chili means a thing.
Very fair.
I came up here, and everybody's like, oh, you're from the South? You guys like chili? Check out Skyline. And I was like, oh, but I don't see any chili. Like, can you stop?
Yeah.
That's a real cool noise for everyone to hear. Clank, 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 clank. He's like peeling the label off of a local beer.
Move on.
Yeah. All right.
Are your headphones working again?
Yeah.
Okay. They are?
Yeah.
Good.
I was hearing every one of those tinks and tanks. Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, it's not chili.
That's fair.
So it's good. I also don't understand everyone having like a big opinion about one versus the other.
It's like the infatuation.
They're like, oh, Skyline's way better than Gold Star. It's the same, guys. Calm down.
Skyline's better.
Okay, I mean, yeah, if you like the blue
color. I like them
color,
both.
Yeah, if you like the blue color better than the red color, whatever. Whatever.
Also, go to Pleasant Ridge Chili.
Dude, honestly, the best versions that I've had aren't from neither of them. Like, there's that place down in St. Bernard.
Camp Washington Chili has the Billy Special.
And theirs is better than Skyline or Gold Star.
I can get behind that.
And so can Billy.
Yeah, because
mostly because if it was a foot race, he would definitely be behind.
All right. You ready to move on to those running backs?
Yeah, let's go.
Yes.
Running back.
Austin Eckler.
All right, so I've got two. One of them I'm a little iffy about.
Let's do it.
His head looks like a milk dud. Somehow the rest of his body looks like chocolate jerky. I'm pretty sure this is just Eric Ebron's dick. His smooth little head and absurdly veiny and bumpy body.
He has I remember, I've listened back to this. He has a tiny head.
Dude, it's So he's so incredibly jacked.
Yes, he is. And I'll get to that in a little
but
bit.
But he's tiny.
Yeah. I remember you said it's upsetting.
Yes. For how jacked he is, and then it paint like then you like his head attached, it looks like a weird Photoshop. And when I was going through looking at stuff, someone had pictures of like his like post workout photos next to Eric Ebron's, and I was like, he just looks like his dick. So that's where that came from.
One of those workouts, Austin Eckler. This is kind of douchey, but I got him pretty good. What are you doing? Yes. Austin Eckler was featured in a workout video where he did one-armed pull-ups while reading a book. Unfortunately for Chargers fans, that book was called The Idiot's Guide to Dropping a Pass so Patrick Surtain could get a pick six.
Yes, I got you so good.
Sorry, my laugh was light because I was so far away from the mic getting ice.
But that's a funny joke.
But that was a very good burn.
Yes. And like we said, Austin Eckler credits his one-arm pull-up ability to not having to lift a normal-sized head. And speaking of those running backs, backup Joshua Kelly.
Didn't have him.
I'd have him. I'm pretty sure Joshua Kelly's teeth are bigger than Austin Eckler's entire head.
Looks like he was in a car accident while he's holding a pack of Chiclets. Like the airbag just was his new dentist.
Do you have Justin Jackson?
Yes.
I do too. Go for him.
Nice try, dude. If you're going to change your name, try something better. Because there is a 0% chance this is not Tommy Davidson Jr. Quincy Walcha!
Justin Jackson looks like Travis Scott if the only Jenner he's ever dated was Bruce.
Okay.
Travis Scott was a rapper who dated Kylie Jenner.
I understand.
Ready to move on to those fucking receivers?
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Let's start with Keenan Allen.
Oh, you pouty little fella.
Oh.
He said he almost quit the NFL his rookie year because... In his mind, he's such a competitor, he couldn't stand to be on the sideline.
Fuck you.
It was crazy, he said, but I've really come a long way. Sure, now you're on a team that quits the second they're behind in a game. You look like a tiny, bald, brown me, and that is not a compliment.
Keenan Allen got into a feud with Le'Veon Bell after Allen... You saw this?
Yes.
He got into a feud with Le'Veon Bell after Allen criticized Bell's rapping, which, if you're wondering, is the musical equivalent of heckling at the Special Olympics. It's like, that is punching down.
Yeah.
Le'Veon Bell's a terrible rapper. You don't need to bring it up. He should know this by now.
He also got into it with, what's his name, Evans?
Mike Evans?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw like an article on TMZ that said he thinks he's a better receiver than Tyreek Hill, Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, which I think he's about the same as Mike Evans and Chris Godwin.
Yeah.
Genuinely think about the same. Good. Sometimes very good. Sometimes great. I think Tyreek Hill is probably the more explosive receiver.
Well, I mean, you could nitpick either way. It's just like, why are you having a Twitter fight over this?
You fucking troll.
Like it really came, like, to me, it came across like when they put up like a ranking board on like a multiplayer shoot, like first person shooter, and people were like, but I had 16 kills on this map, and like it seemed that petty and ridiculous to me, like reading it.
He seems very petty.
Yeah, he and he pouts. There's like five pictures of him like after he like dropped a pass or like another team's clearly took it to where they're gonna win, and he's just sitting on the sidelines, literally arms crossed with his beard tucked to his chin.
It's like when a comedian makes fun of a crowd member, and that's just how they sit. It's like,
well, I mean, like if you were to pantomime a grown man pouting, that's the picture you go to. I feel like it's got to be the go to now. He's literally sitting there with his chin tucked down to where his beard's spreading out against his chest, and like his lip, like it looks like he just drank lemon juice. Like his mouth is all scrunched. There's like five or six pictures I saw of that, and people commenting on how ridiculous he looked.
Speaking, I get one that kind of looks ridiculous. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's just the hair. Mike Williams.
Oh, got to turn the page. He looks like 23 and a half Savage. He's so excited that next year he'll be able to rent a car. How do you share the same name as Michael K. Williams, who played Omar from The Wire?
Uh-huh.
And be so unapologetically lame.
Yes. I mean, he's had solid games, but he's just like, for a seventh overall pick, he hasn't been the complete consistent difference maker he was supposed to be.
And he just, again, digging through trying to find anything about him, it's nothing. There's nothing. There's no personality. Like, I read through like a fucking 3 months of his Twitter. It's nothing. There's nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Utterly uninteresting.
Here's what I will say. Mike Williams caught a game-winning touchdown against the Steelers 2 weeks ago, which means he's the fuck you, we like the Bengals, good guy of the week. I like him.
Also, rest in peace, Michael K. Williams.
Rest in peace, Michael K. Williams as well. Next guy up, Jalen Guyton. Do you have him?
Yeah, he looks like K-Fed's manager.
I said he looks like Kel Allen.
I like it.
That was a Kel reference
I barely get, but
that was one I really liked.
That was one of my favorite ones too. I don't know why, but I looked at him and my first thought was like,
"Fed's manager." Yeah. A lot of early 2000s references here on "Fuck You Like the Bengals."
We're old.
We're old and unhip. Tom Holland. That's a new reference. Are we cool yet?
Zendaya.
Timothy Chalamet.
I don't know.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Andre Roberts.
I didn't have him.
I had Andre Roberts looks like Mike Williams' possession of crack cocaine mugshot.
That is disturbingly accurate.
He has the giantest nose of anyone I've ever seen.
He is not invited to the cocaine party.
Do you have anyone else as a wide receiver?
Josh Palmer.
Oh, I didn't have him, but what do you got?
Again, there's so little on these guys, but he gave maybe the most nothing answer to a question that I've ever heard in my fucking life.
Let's go.
When he was asked about a bunch of the riots and protests that were happening around LA, he said, "I'm black, but I'm also Canadian, so I really just don't know." I don't know what the fuck that means. And I don't know how that leads to you just not knowing. But that is for sure the most nothing answer to a question I've ever heard in my life, and it was infuriating to read.
I completely agree. Next up, finally, do you have any backups besides Jared Cook?
No, I just the only tight end I have is Jared Cook.
Let's fucking do him.
Tight end.
Jared Cook.
He looks like Deion Cole survived an explosion. Or Orlando Jones didn't. If you know who those people are, it's very good.
Jared Cook had a chicken head come with his Buffalo Wild Wings order. Did you see this?
Yeah.
The head was deep fried, battered, and still in better condition than the heads of most NFL players.
Yeah, the only reason I didn't mention that was, I don't know if you read any of the comments on that story.
Uh-oh.
A lot of aggressive racism. Like, a lot.
Oh, I get it now.
Like, yeah, it was a lot.
Was it what I think it was?
The first comment was, "They eat every other part of the chicken."
I'm sorry, that's really...
No, I mean, it's awful. Yeah, it's hilarious because that's the idiots that you get commenting on stuff.
On fucking TMZ, no less.
But I'm not even gonna comment on, because the comments didn't get better, is what I'm saying.
Oh my god, that's so fucked up.
Like, that was the closest one to being funny out of what they said. It just really devolved into like.
Typical hack, early 2000s, typical jokes.
No, it got to like just aggressively racist NFL fans.
Oh my god. But man, I also, when I searched, because we searched TMZ for suggestions, I saw this headline pop up on TMZ when I searched for Jared Cook. Subway guy swears he's not Verizon guy. The next day, this headline popped up. Verizon guy swears even harder he's not Subway guy.
Yeah. Both hateable for different reasons, and it's definitely different levels.
Yes. But Lloyd?
Alex?
I think we got him pretty good.
I think so.
Predictions and bullshit.
Home game. It is a 1 p.m. game. The Chargers are coming off a loss. Bengals are coming off of a win. I think prediction. Bengals pull it off. They continue the winning streak. They stay hot. It's the first meeting of Burrow versus Herbert. So I say Bengals 662, Chargers 12.
All right. I'm going to say, yeah. I'm going to say Burrow comes out, guns blazing. Herbert comes out, guns blazing.
Oh, yeah.
And then at halftime, Bengals are ahead by a score. And in true fashion, the Chargers do not show up at all for the second half of a game where they're behind. And
yep.
And drop the ball totally. And then it becomes a runaway in the second half. Bengals 53.
Okay.
Chargers 21.
I like it. Real prediction. Bengals 27, Chargers 23.
I'm going to say Bengals 35, Chargers 24.
My bold prediction, the Omicron variant wipes out all of Paul Brown Stadium.
Hold on. The what?
The new variant.
Omicron.
Omicron variant.
Fuck me!
The Omicron variant. Wipes out all of Paul Brown Stadium in 30 minutes.
I like it.
And the Bengals and Chargers are forced to play the second half on Madden.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm down. My bold prediction is that in the battle of first round picks.
The battle of 2021 number one versus 2020 number one versus 2020 number six.
That took some effort.
Yeah, got there.
We got it.
Joe Burrow doesn't go back to the Bengals locker room during halftime. He goes to the Chargers to teabag Justin Herbert.
I like it.
In real time to show I'm the motherfucker.
I am. He's the motherfucker.
Yeah.
He's the motherfucking man.
So white.
How about some plugs?
Check out the Bastard Sermon.
As always.
Check out Chameleon. They're doing just a fucking ton of great shows right now.
Killer shows, dude.
The feedback from some friends of mine that just went to Go Bananas and they said the energy, the way it looked, everything there was fucking fantastic. So, I mean, the same shit I say every time, guys, if you listen to it. Love local comedy, love supporting everything that they do. So, you know, check those places out.
Go to Gobnaners. I'm so fucking white.
Yeah, it's fine.
Go to Go Bananas. I can't tell whether the things I say sometimes are just like, you actually think they're funny, or you just like, you laugh because you're just like, God damn it.
No, it's a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
A little bit of column A, column B. Plugs. Check out all the local podcasts. Do that. Support our friends. Support the sports drink group. I'll be in Chicago. December 15th through the 18th, making a small little run up there. DM me if you want my schedule, which probably I'll get no DMs. December 23rd, I'll be at Motormouth. And latter part of the month, I'll be in Michigan doing a little run up there. But all that being said, Lloyd.
Alex.
I think we only have one thing left to say. Fuck you, Los Angeles Chargers. We like the Bengals.
Wow, man.
Fuck you. We like the Bengals.